And from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Quimry. Skagway's railroad workers are voting on whether to authorize a strike. The workers' union says it's seeking wages that keep up with inflation, affordable health care, and no job cuts. As KTOO's Katie Nassis reports, the dispute is playing out in the middle of a busy post-pandemic tourist season.
The White Pass and Yukon Route is one of the most popular tourist attractions in Southeast Alaska. The scenic and historic train ride runs from Skagway into Canada's Yukon Territory. It's the largest private employer in town. Engineers, conductors, and brakemen on the Alaska side are hoping to reach an agreement with White Pass that boosts wages and avoids job cuts. And this week, they're voting whether to go on strike if needed. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says a strike could cause major disruptions for the cruise industry.
More than half of the passengers that come through Skagway ride the train. And, you know, Skagway's history is linked with the railroad. So, you know, losing operations on the railroad would definitely have a significant impact.
Jason Geiler chairs the union that represents the workers. He says he's worried about permanent cuts to brakemen positions. Brakemen are one of the three workers on the train at all times.
Having three people on board a train is critical when you're carrying, you know, 600 plus guests on board every single one of these trains that travel up and down the mountain on a daily basis.
Even if the union votes to authorize a strike, it wouldn't happen right away. There are still several steps in the negotiating process that would have to happen first. The union's previous contract ended in 2017, and wages and healthcare costs are other key issues for the union as it negotiates a new one. Geiler couldn't share specifics on the wage increases proposed by both parties, but he says the union recognizes the company's lost profit during COVID. He says the union is strictly looking to increase wages to keep up with inflation. Mayor Cremata says that's important for Skagway residents.
It's expensive to live here. The pandemic and the last couple of years, I've seen prices at the grocery store double, if not more. So it concerns me to think that, you know, people who live in this community may not be able to afford to live in this community anymore.
White Pass is owned by an investment group that includes the Carnival Corporation and Ketchikan-based Survey Point Holdings. Executive Director Tyler Rose says he can't comment on ongoing negotiations.
White Pass and Yukon Route is committed to working towards the resolution of these negotiations in the interests of all involved.
The union is set to meet with company representatives and a mediator on Friday morning to continue negotiating. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.
And in the summer, tens of thousands of Pacific walruses gather along Alaska's beaches. And one of the biggest haulouts is on an island in Bristol Bay. It's also a traditional hunting site where Yupik people have harvested walrus for thousands of years. KDLG's Izzy Ross visited the island last year and talked to a few of Bristol Bay's walrus hunters about the importance of their hunts.
Round Island is 30 miles from Togiak in the Bering Sea. The island's Yupik name is Kayasik, which means a place to kayak. It's home to an abundance of wildlife, from nesting seabirds to foxes to stellar sea lions. Starting in the spring, thousands of walruses come to crowd the beaches and waters. One June morning, several males lie on a large flat rock in the sun, occasionally scratching and fanning out their flippers. Others swim in the waters nearby. State biologists have kept daily records of the summer walrus haulouts here since the 1970s. One of those biologists is Amber Stevens, who spends months on the island every year monitoring the herd.
This is obviously critical habitat for the male walrus because we only have male walrus that come here. The females stay with the ice, with the calves, and they follow the ice upwards and north as long as they can.
When males gather, you can sometimes hear them chiming, a sound when they let the air out of a sac above their necks. Stevens says males use that sound during the mating season to woo females. But on this boys-only island, the chiming is practice for the real thing. Kayasik is a traditional hunting site where native people have harvested walrus for thousands of years. But the recent history of hunting on the island is fraught. In the 1800s, commercial hunting in the Arctic, especially by Yankee whalers, drastically reduced the walrus population. The federal government later outlawed commercial hunting, but ongoing concerns about habitat led the Alaska State Legislature to create a game sanctuary near Togiak in 1960. The state banned hunting in most of the sanctuary, including Kayasik. But there was no consideration for traditional harvest practices, and Native people couldn't access their hunting grounds for over 30 years. Finally, after years of work, tribal leaders from Togiak successfully advocated for the state to reopen a subsistence hunt in 1995. Local representatives on Kayasik Walrus Commission, along with state and federal agencies, co-manage a fall hunt every year.
You could notice when people are getting restless. When is that walrus hunt going to be happening?
Peter Lockuck Sr. is a Togiak Tribal Council member and a hunt captain. He says an important part of walrus hunting is sharing food with the community.
After a successful hunt, we help each other and cut it up into smaller pieces so we could distribute it first of all to the elders and to the folks that can no longer hunt.
Walrus hunts require a lot of organization. Lockuck says they have to plan who will shoot, who will provide the boats, and who will drive ahead of time. A lot also depends on the weather. Daryl Thompson has participated in Togiak's community walrus hunts on and off for years. To get to Kayasik requires a long boat ride across open water.
You got to have a really calm wind, because it could be pretty calm when you leave the village up here protected length of the shore. But once you leave Summit Island out there, it's open ocean. And if it was blowing last week farther out to sea, it's still going to have big waves out there. So you got to watch your weather real close out there.
Thompson says hunting from boats in the open water is more dangerous, and there's a bigger risk of losing the harvest because the walrus can sink. It's easier to hunt on beaches, where they can choose which animals to harvest, and Kayasik's rocky beaches are especially good for butchering, because there's no sand to spoil the meat.
When they're on the land, you can walk up point blank until that's the one, and you put them down. It's a little bit more adventurous when they're all in the water. Then you got to take your boat and get up and get the good shot, and then you got to harpoon them. Because with the harpoon, you keep them from sinking, and you can retrieve the animal. And that's a little bit different hunting technique doing that.
Teaching younger people is also central to walrus hunting. The costs of gas and equipment mean it's become more expensive to go out. At a recent Kayasik Walrus Commission meeting, representatives talked about organizing a joint hunt between Bristol Bay communities. At 27 years old, David Williams of Equawk is the youngest member of the commission.
So if we could get 20 hunters within the region as one joint hunt and get 20 walrus for all of our communities, I think that would definitely help everybody here, especially the elderly.
Williams says people from his village crave these traditional foods.
Personally, I would love to get my very first walrus and provide my community with my very first walrus.
This fall, hunters hope to gather a crew and go out again to teach new hunters and share with their communities. From Kayasik, I'm Izzy Ross.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 60 degrees and overcast. On the forecast for the rest of the day is rain with a low of 52 degrees. The rest of the week looks like it will be rainy as well going into the holiday weekend, but Monday could be a bit sunny. You're listening to KTOO. It's 4:57.